Welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I accidentally overdrafted. Can I do anything?
Sure. At Huntington, you get 24-hour grace to fix overdrafts and avoid the fee.
Do all banks have that?
Let's call one and find out. Big Bank Overdraft Hotline.
Hi, do you have 24-hour grace?
No, but we have 25 graces.
Hello, this is Grace.
Welcome to Huntington, the only bank that has 24-hour grace for overdrafts. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace, member FDIC.
New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com.
Fires a complete
We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open, 929-477-2386.
What's going on, Pats Nation? This is the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show. I'm your host, Marvin Izzon. Also got my co-host with me, Mr. Mike Nice, and we are here to talk about the NFL draft. It's happening in 2 weeks, and you have been making a lot of moves with this free agency and during this whole offseason. We're really excited to see what's next for the New England Patriots. Mike Nice, what's going on, man?
It's good to be back, you know, here on the Patriots postgame show, offseason edition. Like you said, the draft is coming up very soon, and all eyes are always on the NFL draft. Especially if you're a huge Patriots fan, you want to see what moves the Patriots are going to do and who they're going to bring along that they can continue this strong dynasty that they've built up over the years. So who are the fresh, new, young faces that the Patriots probably looking forward to drafting? Remains to be seen. You know, like we said, it's coming up in a couple weeks here. And yourself and me, you know, we're going to take a look at, you know, different options the Patriots have in drafts and maybe who we like. Who we think the Patriots should key in on, and hopefully if they're available, hopefully they can snag. And it's going to be great to talk to Harris later and, you know, get his take on everything. But yeah, Patriots post-game show, off-season edition, always good to be here, man.
We also got our guy Michael Landry running the switchboards. Michael Landry, what are you looking for in a couple of weeks?
Well, this is an interesting draft, guys. Nice to talk to you guys, obviously, over the offseason, as always. This is an interesting one because, obviously, we know the Patriots have made – we talked about it in our last show last month. You know, they had already made all these moves. They traded their first-round pick for Brandon Cooks. They traded their second-round pick for Coney Ealy. You know, they made a lot of moves. They even traded a couple picks in there, got some picks back further in the round. They got a third-round pick from Carolina, for example. So, right now, they have only – picks from rounds three on, no picks in the first two rounds. And even in the third round, the first pick that they get is number 96, which is kind of late in the round. So it's definitely going to be an interesting approach to the draft this year. I mean, obviously, as Patriots fans, as all know, they've been pretty used to not drafting somebody in the first round and stuff like that. But we do know that Bill Belichick really covets those second-round picks. So I guess, you know, the question to be that remains is, does he still make a move, a late move, before the draft to move back into that second round? Does he package a couple of picks? Does he, you know, get a player? We still don't know what's going on with the Malcolm Butler situation, although it's really looking like he's going to be staying here this year. So there's really a lot of balls up in the air still. And if they stand pat, they have, a bunch of picks from round three through seven. And as we all know, that's pretty much Bill Belichick's wheelhouse. He gets a lot of great production out of those rounds. So it'll definitely be interesting. I've got a couple guys I've got my eye on, but, you know, obviously it's really hard to project that late into the draft. We're all sitting here looking at mock drafts and blah, 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 and everything's it goes up to the first round, maybe the second round if you're lucky. But if you're projecting fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round guys, it's really tough to do.
Definitely, and we definitely hear from you guys as well. You can call in now, 929-7-2386. The Blue Apron call lines are open. Get three free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/patriots. Once again, 929-477-2386. And I hear you, Alonji. Really, really surprised if the Patriots' first pick is number 72. I think Belichick, like you said, and might move up to the second round somewhere to get, you know, a stud that they really like. I'm just be really shocked to see first pick in the third. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens. You know, like I said before, the Patriots, you know, looking forward to bringing in a new guy, new faces, young talent to continue pushing, whatever position, you know, they're focusing in on and, you know, want to improve, want to get younger, more athletic, whatever the case may be. It's always exciting to see, you know, what the moves are that are going to be made, whether you're trading up, you know, whatever the case may be. It's exciting. I think, like you said, we all have guys who we'd like to see the Patriots maybe keying on. But a question for you, DJ Mees, or Alonji, you know, what position do you think the Patriots should be focusing on? I mean, each year is different. I mean, there's years that have gone by, plenty of years for the Patriots that we said, man, they need a wide receiver. They need wide receiver bad. And obviously, I think this year, for probably the first time in a while, that's not probably the biggest area of concern when it comes to the draft. So I want to ask you guys, you know, what do you think, what position do you think the Patriots might possibly really need to focus in on this year?
I think the Patriots would like to key in on a pass rusher. A guy like Chris Long, Sheard is no longer with us. Ninkovich is getting up there in age. Someone in the line of pass rusher, you had guys like Alan Branch who played really well, but, you know, he's getting up there in age as well. So getting a young gun like Chandler Jones to really mix things up there and have a guy like helping out Trey Flowers. Flowers is the only guy really passing the rushing the passer in the end of this year. So getting another guy like a defensive end player that, you know, rush the quarterback. That was the thing we talked about all year last year, Mike, is Patriots can get a quarterback. So if we can get a pass rusher, I think that'd be key in the early rounds.
True. What about
now,
you, Alonji?
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I think that, you know, linebacker is also kind of a thin spot just because Jamie Collins is no longer there, obviously. Dont'a Hightower is back. Yes, that's great. But, you know, the guys around him, you have Kyle Van Noy, who contributed a little. Shea McClellan contributed a little. Alandon Roberts, you know, they're all kind of role-playing guys. So it would probably be nice to draft another pretty good linebacker fairly early. And then, you know, you're right, Mike. They don't need a wide receiver, really. They don't need a tight end, really. Maybe running back. They could look at a running backs. And, you know, LeGarrette Blount hasn't signed yet, but they've signed a bunch of other running backs. You know, they have Deion Lewis and James White, obviously. They signed Rex Burkhead. So, you know, they're really all set there, too. Yeah, it's probably defensive line, linebacker, a front seven guy, maybe a hybrid-type guy who can play on the outside and rush the passer like Trey Flowers, maybe on the opposite side of him. So, really, I think that's it, unless you want to go secondary, maybe grab another corner because, you know, God knows how Cyrus Jones will do this year, and you still don't know what's going on with Malcolm Butler fully. So maybe you address corner. I know there's a lot of corners in this draft, but there's also a lot of pass rushes in this draft. That's probably where you're going to want to go in the early rounds, in my opinion.
I mean, already looking at this draft, I think both of you guys said pass rusher, and I have to agree big time with both of you. And like you said, there's a lot of guys available in this draft in terms of looking at pass rushers. And right off the jump, there's one guy that I saw, you know, that I've come across and looking at, you know, the pitcher's needs and who's available. And to me, this guy right here would possibly fit in really well with what the Patriots like to do, you know, moving guys around. You know, the snaps on the field is going to get passed around different ways, especially when you're a rookie. This guy right here, Harvey Longy from BYU, a defensive end, is somebody who I've been looking at in the draft coming up, who just from his skill set, he seems very versatile. And that's a guy that any team can use if you're very versatile. And one thing that's special about him is in his early years, I think before he went to BYU, he was at went to Utah, and there he played running back. And then later on, when he transferred to BYU, then he started playing linebacker, defensive end. So that's a guy who has, you know, a running back mentality, playing on the defensive side of the ball, and I think that gives a lot of versatility in terms of what you could be looking for on defense in terms of pass rushing, even if it's getting towards at the quarterback or sometimes having a breakout and, you know, trying to keep up with those running backs breaking out or tight ends on the sidelines or whatnot. I think he's a guy coming out of BYU, you know, 6 foot two, 251 pounds, and just having that athletic background would be a guy that I would hope maybe the Patriots take a look at and take a chance on to help on the defensive side of the football.
I like that pick a lot, Mike. I'm also a defensive end in the, that should be around the third round is Deshaun Hall, A&M. Now, Deshaun Hall, you know, he plays alongside, really is going to be the number one prospect, Myles Garrett, who should be the number one pick this year. And so people haven't really spoken about him, but he controls the edge as he does the passing plays. He controls the edges really well. He's a little more polishing, but his size, 6'5", 266 pounds, just like Chandler Jones pretty much in their physical attributes. I think he'll be a guy that Patriots should really look at. You know, with Myles Garrett, you know, Texas A&M, great program. I think Patriots will take a look at a Deshaun Hall as well.
Yeah, I mean, like we both said, these are guys that can we feel can help, you know, young guys coming in that can help on the defensive side of the ball that you know in the Patriots system. Bill Belichick, Patricia, they'll do a good job in working these guys in. I really feel like this is an area where the Patriots will waste no time in focusing in on. Do you have any defensive guys that you saw, Alondra, that you probably want to talk about?
You know, I really like the UCLA. He's more of a defensive tackle, though. That's my issue because he's Takaris. I believe I'm saying it right. Takaris McKinley, projected as a first round pick. This is me kind of dreaming, you know, that he'll maybe fall into the second round and that the Patriots will be able to trade back into the second round and maybe go get him. He's a guy who, you know, draft people are saying he's a lot like Tamba Hali. He's a lot. Kind of that style of player, a pass rushing defensive tackle, who's just a big man who can obviously stop the run as well. You know, we still haven't seen a lot from Malcolm Brown. That's kind of why I bring this up in terms of defensive tackle, although they seem to be pretty stacked at that spot. They relied heavily on Alan Branch last year. They obviously re-signed Alan Branch, and they're going to be keeping him for a little bit. But, you know, he's going to be 31 this year. So,
yeah.
Looking forward, maybe, you know, they at this point with the Patriots, they're such a stacked team. I think we can all agree at this point that they're so stacked at the starting spot and maybe one deep that right now you're really just looking for depth guys. You're looking for guys who might be able to contribute 2 years from now, right? I mean, they're not necessarily going to have to be asked to contribute this year, which is, you know, a good thing for the Patriots considering they don't have picks in the top two rounds where you get those immediate impact type guys. You know, it's like I said, it's tough to kind of look further out. I think linebacker is a spot where you can kind of there's more guys that outside linebacker, that 3-4 linebacker spot. You can maybe look at guys out there to maybe draft in the middle rounds. But, you know, if I'm dreaming, I would like Takaris McKinley. Maybe they can trade him back into the second round and snag him. That'd be real nice for this defensive line.
And we've seen with the Patriots. They really sometimes don't even go by the mock at all. There could be a guy that's projected to be picked up in the sixth round and pick get him. So if they really like a guy, they don't care what his draft stock is. They're going to go get him as soon as possible. I've done that a lot. Another guy I want to speak about, Alondra brought up earlier that maybe we defensive back well. And a guy I'm looking at is Tedrick Thompson from Colorado. The reason I think he'd be perfect with the Patriots because he can play both roles. And you know how Patriots love defensive backs that can, you know, play the slot or play the outside safety. You know, this guy, he won the PFF College Award for Nation's Best Defender, tying for the lead among safeties and interceptions. So he breaks up the ball a lot. And I think that's another versatile, you know, that Patriots like to have. He's not extremely athletic, but you have guys like Daron Harmon, not as athletic as well, but, you know, find a role into this. And so I think he'd be a great fit as a defensive back safety. That's where they will look at as well.
If we're talking defensive back, Mike, if we're talking defensive backs, I think Rasul Douglas out of West Virginia is a guy that they could target. He's a guy who ran a slow 40, a 4.59 40, which is slow for a corner, more of a safety type guy, right? But he's 6'2", 209 pounds. We all know how Bill Belichick loves those big cornerbacks. He likes those big corners. If you're losing Logan Ryan, obviously, Malcolm Butler, like I said, still don't know. That's a guy who you might be able to go at. He'll probably drop a little bit in the draft because he ran a slow 40. Similarly, guys who could be dropping in the draft, Sidney Jones out of the University of Washington, tore his Achilles at his pro day. So, I mean, he's not even going to be able to play this year. He was expected to be a first-round talent, now probably dropping the third, fourth round at best. So if you can snag him, you don't need him until 2018. You're not even going to get him until 2018. So you can, you know, give him a whole year to learn the plays and all that stuff. You learn the system and then, you know, come back better than ever in 2018. That's the kind of guy that I think they might be going after this year.
I agree with you 100%. Sorry, Marv. I agree with Alondra 100% on that Sidney Jones pick out of Washington. And reason why he jumps out of me, obviously, you know, he's a first-round talent. He had a great college career at Washington. But I really like the fact that he's six foot tall. You know, you always look at cornerbacks and you think, these, you know, short, you know, fast guys. But why not have a tall, athletic guy out there? I know 6 feet's not, you know, the tallest guy ever. But at a cornerback position, if you could have a guy that's 6 feet or taller and be able to play the way this guy Sidney Jones does, you know, obviously like Alonji said, he's going to have a year off to recover and, you know, learn the Patriots playbook, you know, watch from the sidelines and really understand and learn from the coaches and the players there. And you get him back healthy and the things he might be able to do maybe down the line, possibly still my dream that one day Cyrus Jones becomes one of the top cornerbacks on this team. Still my dream. So maybe you have a Cyrus Jones and a Sidney Jones a couple of years from now as your one and two cornerbacks on this team. That's just wishful thinking for me, though.
I mean, Cyrus Jones really not, you know, excelling in first. I think that's the reason why the Patriots would want to go for another defensive back, and just in case, because you don't know what you're going to get out of Cyrus Jones yet. Yeah, his rookie year wasn't great, but who knows, you know, the guy has talent, so we'll see in these next, you know, upcoming year what he brings in. But we have so much more NFL, you know, to get into when we come back after this break. We got Harris on the line as well. So commercial words from our sponsors. We'll hear from Harris.
The workers who have succeeded in this new economy are those who know how to decide for themselves how to spend their time and allocate their energy. They understand how to set goals, prioritize tasks, and make choices about which projects to pursue. People who know how to self-motivate, according to studies, earn more money than their peers, report higher levels of happiness, and say they are more satisfied with their families, jobs, and lives.
The preceding excerpt is from Charles Duhigg's The Power of Habit audiobook, published by Random House Audio. Audible is the leading source of audiobooks online, and to get access to audiobooks such as this, along with a free 30-day trial, log on to audiblepodcast.com/try now.
Thanks to everyone who downloaded the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, the free CLNS Radio mobile app. Another game is in the books for the four-time Super Bowl champions. Before you know it, another week of football will be upon us, and we here at the Patriots Beat Podcast will have you covered. We'll provide the most in-depth breakdown of the most recent Patriots game, reaction to all the transpirings throughout the week, all while looking ahead by providing a featured interview as we go behind enemy lines to the Pats' next opponent. It's all on the Patriots Beat Podcast, powered by CLNS Radio, released every Friday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on clnsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app.
And we are back once again. This is the New England Patriots postgame show on CLNS Radio, streaming live on clnsradio.com and available for on CLNS Radio app. You can call in at 929-477-3386. We're now about to enter our segment with Harry, which is released first every Tuesday and Friday morning on CLNSradio.com. CLNS Radio mobile app. Harris, what's up, man? We know you have been extremely busy with this NFL draft, and I think thing to you is, what do you think the Patriots need to focus on in these early rounds of the draft?
Well, thanks to be back on again, guys. This Patriots draft is going to be quite interesting simply because, they don't have a first-round pick or a second-round pick. They're going with that third-round pick. I believe it's 78 that they're currently – no, 72 maybe 72. That they're sitting at. Not quite, 72. And, if you're the Patriots, you could go a lot of different angles. You could go cornerback to try to fill out that slot corner position that they don't have yet. You could go safety to – try to find Patrick Chung's eventual replacement. You could go DN to get a little pass rush. However, I think that they're going to go linebacker because I've said this on the podcast multiple times. If you're the Patriots right now and you just re-signed Dont'a Hightower to a huge contract, you by no means want your starting linebacker next to him to be Kyle Van Noy or Trey McClellan. They need to bring in another player to sit next to him, a guy that's fully versatile that they can play against week one. Right now, I think Kyle Van Noy is still too raw at the middle linebacker position to start week one. I think they need to pick up another guy, or they really need to go pass rush. Defensive end would be a huge choice for them, too. Right now, defensive end is probably the weakest position on the entire roster. So they probably need to go pass rusher or linebacker.
I'm going to throw something crazy out there to you, Harris. I mean, a lot of people don't want to hear something like I'm about to say, but it has to be said. Rob Gronkowski, we don't want to put him under the label as injury prone, but it happens a lot. We know the story by now with his career. Obviously, the Patriots, Martellus Bennett last year was great. They made the trade to get Dwayne Allen early in the offseason. But the fact still remains that it's very possible that Gronkowski, especially with the way he plays, could go down with an injury and be out for a period of time. Would this be a draft here that the Patriots maybe take a chance and just bring in a young tight end who, you're not expecting him to come in and play some – have a huge impact on the team, but just have a guy there that maybe if the Patriots want to go a route in a couple years and say, we're moving on from Gronkowski, you can't deal with his injuries anymore. Is this a chance where they look at a guy, one guy that popped up, looking at people available was Jake Butt out of Michigan, 6'5", pretty big guy who has done a lot of work in the passing game in college for Michigan. Would this be a draft that the Patriots maybe go that route and just have somebody there just to start working up in the ranks on the team?
Well, if there was any draft to ever do it, it would certainly be this one. This tight end class is absolutely ridiculous. It seems to me that if they were going to take a tight end, they might go to maybe a smaller school. I know that there was this kid from Missouri Valley State that they were looking at, and they're also looking at a kid from Youngstown State, but just with the bigger schools, like you said, Jake Butzel will be around, Evan Ingram, he can't really block, but he's an incredible pass catcher. He'll be in the draft this year, too. So there's just a lot of talent at the position. It wouldn't surprise me. However, I wouldn't expect it. I wouldn't expect the Patriots to spend either of their first two picks on a tight end, but later in the draft, I could certainly see it.
Other weakness. And I say weakness in quotation. See any position where the Patriots have weakness in is the running back. We still don't know what's going to happen with finding a guy in Burkhead who's all back 210 pounds, but less than Harry. So you don't know what much you're going to get out of him. James White and Deion Lewis are in. But do you think the Patriots are going to address running back position in this draft?
I'm actually going to say no. I think the Patriots at the running back position are actually kind of set. I love the addition of Rex Burkhead, and it looks like they're going to bring back Blunt. So now you have Burkhead, you have Blunt, you have Deion Lewis, you have James White, you still have DJ Foster. They're not going to play Brandon Bolden at running back, but you also have Brandon Bolden. So if they do bring Blunt back, that's already six running backs that you have on the roster, and they're still trying to get DJ Foster to actually do something. So six running backs on the roster is already a lot to head into camp with, so I don't think they touch the position in the draft.
One area that I always say for the Patriots team, as long as they have Tom Brady, that they need to make sure is solidified is the offensive line, because you have Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, especially he's an aging quarterback. You want to make sure he's protected. Now, I guess it'd be easier to just go out and maybe get a veteran guy in free agency, you know, that can come in and help protect, or you can go the draft route and look for somebody there. Is there a player for you that stands out in the draft that maybe Patriots bring on to help, you know, be a young piece to the offensive line moving forward for the next couple of years? One guy that jumped out to me was Julian Davenport out of Bucknell. And I saw that, you know, he's a big guy, 6'7", 318 pounds, you know, young guy that they could bring in and start to work in and really help towards the future, whether it be Brady the next couple of years or whoever takes up after him. How do you feel about the offensive line in this draft?
Well, unfortunately, this is one of the weaker offensive line draft classes in a pretty long time, honestly. But if you ask me, I think they're going to go after a guy named Julian Davenport. He's a guy that Scarnecchia has had in for a visit. And, you know, he's very similar in size to a guy like Cameron Fleming or Marcus Cannon. So I really do think that's a guy they might target. I'd be very, very surprised if they didn't draft someone who can play left tackle. Right now they have no one on the team who can play left tackle. And I know Cameron Fleming, or people think Cameron Fleming is good, but they need a certified backup left tackle. So Davenport might be that guy or someone that's late in the draft, but the Patriots will always draft an offensive lineman. But if you give them the chance, they'll draft two offensive linemen.
True,
so I definitely
true.
Expect them to bring in one.
Throughout this whole 2016 season, special teams seemed like it was a concern about the year. Whether it was, you know, the return, itself, all it seemed like all over the place other than the punting. Do you think Patriots will go out and, you know, get someone, whether it be a kick returner or even a kicker, to start on it with those issues?
Well, they already ran out, and they've already got their kick returners and punt returners for next year, thank goodness. They still do have Brandon Cooks, who will be doing a couple punt and kick returns when he gets a chance. Cyrus Jones will get every opportunity to make up for last year. You'll have Julian Edelman, Amendola, Hogan, whoever, DJ Foster, Deion Lewis, whoever they throw back there. But, you know, I think right now they probably have one of the strongest special team cores in the entire NFL, between Baldwin, between Slater, between Brandon King, and all the other guys that they've rallied up the past couple of years. I think they're good on special teams. Ryan Allen had his best season of his career as a punter last year, and Steven Gostkowski pretty much refound his groove. So if you're the Patriots looking at special teams, you're like, all right, we have one of the most set units in the entire NFL. We're good. But I think defense is definitely the definitive place that they'll target in the draft.
I hear what you're saying, Harris, but on the other hand, you know, Patriots last year, I would say for the first time in a while, they kind of struggled going after a wide receiver and getting Malcolm Mitchell. You saw how he played throughout the season. So it's like I said, the Patriots for the first time did a great job drafting at that position. Now, obviously this year, the wide receiver depth chart is pretty stacked with all the guys that they have. Do they maybe say, look, hey, we were able to pull Malcolm Mitchell last year. Maybe we can strike gold again and possibly grab somebody else. Or do they just completely, you know, not even worry about a wide receiver, at least for this year?
Well, if they do, it'll be a very, very late round guy or an undrafted free agent, simply because, again, like with running backs, it's a numbers game. You know, how many wide receivers are you going to be able to keep on the roster? You know, Malcolm Mitchell, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, Chris Hogan, Brandon Cooks, that's five right there. We know they like Devin Lucian, who they drafted last year. I'm pretty sure I'm missing someone off the depth chart already that won't cross, that is not really crossing my mind. So right there you have about six or seven wide receivers already on the roster. It wouldn't surprise me if they picked up one or two in undrafted free agency or very, very late in the draft, like they did Devin Lucian last year. I think they've DeAndre White on the practice squad, or say a couple guys on the practice squad as well that I know they've been looking at. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with the position. Obviously, Brandon Cooks brings a whole other element to that wide receiver core that they haven't had in a very long time. But we'll see. I would expect a wide receiver in the later rounds of the draft. I don't think that'd be that surprising.
And if, to you, Harris, if there was one in this draft that you really like and you really want the Patriots to go after, who would that guy be?
I'd say Hassan Reddick, but they're not going to take a guy up in the first 20 picks. So I'm going to stay away from him. My guy that I'm going to keep going back to, he's a cornerback. He's from Missouri. His name is Desmond King. Or no, Iowa. Excuse me. He went to Iowa. His name's Desmond King. Desmond King won the best cornerback of the year award in college, I believe, his sophomore and his junior year. He had a little bit worse of a senior year last year, which in the third round. But this guy is everything you look for. He may not be the greatest athlete at the position, but the guy has incredible ball instincts, and he also knows how to play corner. He's not just an athlete. He actually knows how to play the position. He's played the position his entire football career. So this is a guy that understands the position, is very, very good. He screams Patriot to me. Guy was a three-year defensive captain, was all SEC like three years in a row. He's an outstanding cornerback, and I think he'd be a great guy to fill in a third or fourth corner spot for the Pats.
All right, Harris, thank you, man, for all the insight. We're going to let you go. But once again, Harris, those are a lot of things you just said, and hopefully Patriots, you know, go out there and really solidify that defense, because I think that's what we're all talking about here, that whether it's a defensive or even corner, we'd love to see get drafted in the early rounds.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for having me, and we should have a fun couple of days coming up here at the end of April.
All right, man. Take it easy, Harris. Good talking to you.
Have a good one.
Harris of the Patriots Podcast here on CLNS Radio. Download the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and, of course, the CLNS Radio mobile app, released every Tuesday and Friday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern. Want to give today's sponsors, Blue Apron and MyBookie. Blue Apron gives you great food for less than $10 per meal. Blue Apron delivers new seasonal recipes each week, along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals at a great price. This menu and get your first free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/patriots. And with ZipRecruiter, you can jumpstart your hiring in 2017. 200 job sites, including media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/sportsfan. We'd love if everyone, if they have interest, would use these promos as a way to help promote us here at CLNS Radio. All right, Mike and Alonji, you know, final thoughts on this draft. I know we've been focused mostly on the defense and rushing, but if there was a position in the offense that you think they should try to, you know, also grab and get a key component, what position would that be?
Man, Patriots are stacked. You know, draft's coming up. Obviously, some young guys joining the team, but like the Patriots are stacked. Whether they go out and make trades, free agency, they know what they're doing. I don't feel like there's a big time weakness on the team where like, oh, we must draft here, we got to get this player for this position. I don't really see any, in my opinion. All I could really say is, yes, two things I really care about, and if you go the route of drafting guys, so be it. The two areas that I really care about, one, first and foremost, you must, as long as the GOAT decides he wants to play football, you must protect him at all costs. So if you can get a guy, young guy to come in, and both Harris and myself said, Julian Davenport, somebody we're looking at. If you can go out and get somebody that can help solidify the offensive line for, you know, the future and protecting Brady, you know, as long as possible, that is very important to me. And the second thing is for absolutely 100% pass rushing. I always feel like over the last couple of years, Patriots just have zero to none huge pass rushing threat. So if it's a guy out there like I forgot who I mentioned earlier, or some of the guys you probably said. I said Harvey Longy. If that's a guy you get, or somebody else out there, pass rushing is huge, because if you can get to a quarterback, you can really change a football game. I don't care who the quarterback is. If there's a solid pass rush and pressure on that person, the game can really flip. So, yeah, protect Brady and rush the quarterback. If you can find something in the draft that can help build those, go for it.
I'm with you. I think you're absolutely right. For me, you know, if we're like you said, they're stacked. If we're talking just who do you want to grab, whoever, a guy that I would like, I think they should address a defensive back. I think they should go after him. In my opinion, you can never have too many good cornerbacks. So you might as well go out, maybe try to get Rasul Douglas, maybe try to get Sidney Jones, who knows, see what happens. Also, if you're just grabbing people, I know Harris said, you know, they're probably going to stay away from running back, and it would make sense considering the fact that they have so many on the roster, but James Conner out of Pitt, he's a guy who, you know, everyone knows his story, tore his MCL in 2015, got a physical, found out that he had Hodgkin's lymphoma, battled back, finished, you know, had a great senior season after coming back from cancer. So, you know, all the mental stuff is there. He's huge. He's 6'1", 230 pounds. So, I mean, he's a big, powerful running back. He's a great runner. He's probably going to drop to the fourth, fifth round, something like that. So, you know, that could be a guy they could bring in and see if he could knock somebody off the roster. I think he'd be a guy that would fit in quite nicely here. But above all, I would say go after probably a corner, a defensive back, definitely. And if not, stick with the pass rush. Stick with defensive line or an outside linebacker, someone who can really make an impact in that part of the game.
I'm with you, Alonzo. I really am looking forward to see that they will bring in into this. I mean, I guarantee that he's staying here. And if he does leave, you know, we all heard the Richard Sherman rumors. I don't think that's happening. So, you know, you really want to solidify the defensive back. This, you can never have too many corners, like you said. Get that solidified there. Pass rushing is key, like Mike was saying. It seems like it's rare for us to ever have a good pass rush. Trey Flowers has come to his own, but hey, if we can get another on edge, you know, have veterans like Nick Kovic show, I don't see why not adding another pass rusher onto this team.
Absolutely. Big time. That has been a huge thing for me, pass rushing, which I feel the Patriots barely have. Do what you can to bolster that, because imagine this already dominant Patriots team with a good, consistent, you know, Denver Bronco, Seattle Seahawk type of pass rush. Imagine that on this team. Now you're talking about, Patriots are a force to be reckoned with. I don't even know what other words you can use to describe them, but give a Patriots a solid pass rush. My goodness, what a team.
As Patriots fans, we're asking for more and more. It's ridiculous talking about weaknesses and what we should address with this team. They just won the Super Bowl. But as you can see, like Belichick can say, no days off, and this team is really working. And we'll see what they do on April 27th is when the draft starts. April 27th, that's when the first round will be at. We don't know if the Patriots will be in the first round. If they do, that would be a huge splash. But, you know, these next couple of weeks, we'll have our eyes open and see what moves could possibly be. This post-game show will be available. And download by searching for the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. When you download our feed, you'll also get the Newsfeed podcast, our daily news podcast hosted by our content manager, Michael Longy. While you're at it, make sure you check out the Patriots Beat podcast hosted by Harris, which is also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. You can also check out those video work for CLNS.com/CLNS Radio. And be sure to check out Charles Ruffick and Billy White's written work on the Patriots at CLNSradio.com. Today's show is brought to you by Blue Apron. With your first for free, you get your first three meals for free shipping when you go to BlueApron.com/Patriots and by ZipRecruiter. You can try ZipRecruiter for free today by going to ZipRecruiter.com/SportsFan. I want to thank our guests, and if you for CLNS Radio's producer Larry H. Russell, Patriots content manager Michael Longy, my co-host Mike Nice. I'm Marvin Zod. See everyone on May 14th for our next off-season show when we break down every Patriots pick in the draft and start looking ahead to mini camp.
Yes, sir. And again, this has been the Patriots post-game show powered by CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage for all New England professional sports. We'll talk to you guys real soon.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.